Well, good evening and welcome to our service here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. If you would take your Bible and turn to the book of Exodus. We are looking forward to our baptism this evening. For now, let's study the Word here in Exodus chapter 27 and also Matthew chapter 5, please. Matthew chapter 5. I'd like to read one verse, Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, we'll read first, and then we'll move over to Exodus chapter 27 and read verse number 20. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 reads, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And there in Exodus chapter 27, please, verse number 20. Exodus chapter 27, verse number 20. It reads, "And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for that amazing grace that saves us and keeps us. And Lord, we are blessed by your presence. We're blessed, O God, by the privilege of spending time with thee. And Lord, we pray now as we spend these few moments in your eternal word, I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that you would minister to our hearts. O God, meet each one at that point of need, I do pray. And Lord, change us, transform us into the image of Jesus Christ. In his precious name we do pray. Amen. I'd like to preach a sermon this evening on keeping the fire burning in our lives. On this Easter Sunday, we are gladly reminded of the historical fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus arose bodily, he arose visibly, he arose personally. Our Lord was seen by no less than 500 witnesses over a period of some 40 days. And with his ascension, we were assured of the fact that he will come again. And we that know the risen Christ personally need to shine brightly until he returns. And the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, "So let your light shine before men, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So we're called upon to shine brightly until he returns. Now this evening I'd like to challenge you concerning how bright you and I are shining. How do we shine for the glory of God? Are we shining brightly for his glory? How can we live in such a way that our life will shine brightly? Now, within our passage of scripture here in Exodus chapter 27, the context of this chapter is dealing with the building of the tabernacle. The tabernacle within the Old Testament scriptures was that portable temple that was constructed for the worship of God's people as they traveled through the wilderness. And God gave some very specific instruction on how it was to be built and what was to be built and placed within this tabernacle, this tent construction, which was the focus of worship for the people of God. Now, one of the pieces of furniture that God's people were to build was a lampstand. Now, in Exodus chapter 25, please, verses 31 to 39, the Bible teaches us that this candlestick or lampstand was to be made of pure gold. It was to be molded out of pure gold. And this lampstand was to have seven candlesticks. Seven candlesticks, seven vertical candlesticks proceeding from this one lampstand. And the Bible teaches us here in Exodus chapter 25 and that the lampstand was to be placed in the holy place. Now, this morning we talked about the holies of holies, in which the high priest would enter in once a year. But outside of the holies of holies was that section of the tabernacle known as the holy place. And it was within that holy place there was to be this lampstand with seven candlesticks. And there in Exodus chapter 27, the Bible teaches us that this light that was to be lit, those seven candlesticks upon that one lampstand, was to burn continually 24/7. So God commanded His people, here in Exodus chapter 27, verse 20, God commanded His people to provide oil, fuel, for this lamp, so the lamp could burn continually. And the responsibility to provide the oil for this lampstand was the responsibility of the people of God. They were to provide the oil for the priests. And the priests were responsible to make sure that each of those candlesticks had enough oil in order for that fire to continue to burn 24/7 in the holy place. So the priests kept the lamp lit, and the supply of oil was the responsibility of the priest to make sure that that lampstand had enough oil in it constantly, that 24/7 there would be a light within that holy place. And my friend this evening, may I submit to you that our lives are likened to that oil, and that oil needs to be lit, and that light needs to shine 24/7. Now, I'd like for us to note some qualities within this oil that enabled it to shine brightly. Now, when God gave instruction for the people of God to provide oil for this lampstand, it was very, very specific. Now, the first point I'd like for us to note here in verse number 20 of Exodus chapter 27, that the Bible teaches us that they were to provide not any kind of oil, they were to provide olive oil. Now, olive oil is not only tasty, the most tastiest oil, man, hands down, but it's also highly flammable. I wouldn't recommend that you deep fry calamari in a pot full of olive oil. You'll have a fire in your hands in no time. So it was not just any oil, it had to be olive oil. God did not say any oil will do. You can have peanut oil, we have peanut oil, we have sesame seed oil, we have sunflower seed oil, we have canola oil, you've got coconut oil, but God didn't say to his people, now just pick any oil. No, he said, I want oil that comes from the olive. And I'd like to submit to you this evening, principle number one, that will assure the fact that you and I can have any hope of shining brightly 24/7 as the people of God. There is only one type of individual that has the potential to shine brightly for God's glory, and that is the true born-again Christian. One that has the oil of the Holy Spirit within them. A person that has been born again by the Holy Spirit. A person that has acknowledged their need of a Savior, and by faith they believe the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And in belief and acknowledging one's sin, one repents, and by faith they receive the Lord Jesus into their life. By faith, that person is born again by the Holy Spirit. And that person has the oil of the Holy Spirit. That person has the potential to shine brightly until Jesus comes. And let me tell you why much of Christendom doesn't shine brightly for the glory of God today, because much of Christendom knows nothing of Jesus Christ, knows nothing of being born again, knows nothing of what it means to repent and by faith receive the Lord Jesus as Savior. See, God tells us in His Word, not any oil will do. It has to be olive oil. Because olive oil is flammable. See? The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. I'm afraid there are many professors Christianity, but very few possessors of Christianity. And there in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And my friend, this evening, if you and I are to shine brightly, constantly, continually, we better make sure that we've got the oil of the Holy Spirit within us. You better make sure that you have really receive Jesus Christ as Savior. You better make sure that you go back and you strongly consider the fact, have I repented and have I really placed my faith in Jesus Christ as Savior? Or is it just a head knowledge but yet to be a heart knowledge? How can we shine brightly if the right oil isn't present? Olive oil. So salvation comes first and foremost. God has said to His people, commanded the children of Israel to bring oil, olive. That's principle number one. Principle number two, I'd like for you also to note there in verse number 20, please, just a couple little thoughts here that might help us to shine brightly for the glory of God. So principle number one has to be olive oil. Not any oil will do, just olive oil, that which is flammable. Need to be saved. Secondly, the Bible teaches us in verse number 20 that God commanded the children of Israel to bring that oil to the priests to be used in the tabernacle. So this olive oil that was to be used to light that candlestick, it was oil that was brought to the temple for the priest to use. This oil was not taxed. Are you listening to me? It wasn't taxed. It wasn't tithed. It wasn't purchased. Are you with me? It was freely offered. It was freely given over to the priests for God's service. And my friend, may I submit to you this evening that if we are to shine brightly, We need to make sure that we have the presence of the Spirit of God within us, that we are truly born again. But secondly, if we are to shine brightly for God's glory, if we are to be that witness 24/7, and just like that candlestick was to burn always, then you and I need to make sure that we remain upon that altar of sacrifice. So here within this little word, bring, here in verse 20, we see surrender. We see yieldedness. We see obedience. We see a presentation. We see people willingly and openly and sacrificially giving their oil for the service of God. So even though God demanded or commanded of God's people to bring the oil, it was still a voluntary sacrifice. See? In 1 Thessalonians, please, chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, please. It reads, "And the very God of peace sanctify you," or set you apart, "wholly, completely. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, my friend, this evening, God wants your all. Yes. Body, soul, mind, will, and emotion. And spirit, God wants your all. And beloved, just like this, within this passage of Scripture here in Exodus chapter 20, the people of God were commanded to bring. It was voluntary. It was sacrificial. They brought their oil. They brought their oil to the tabernacle. And so likewise, my friend, this evening, if we are to shine brightly for the glory of God, then our lives need to be fully surrendered. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 12 that we are to present to God a living sacrifice. And it's been well said, the problem with a living sacrifice is it can potentially crawl off the altar. Some of you have crawled off the altar. That's why your light isn't shining brightly at the moment. You've jumped off the altar. See, we need to remain upon that altar of sacrifice. God deserves our all, does He not? Did He not shed His blood for us? Did He not die for you? Did He not cry out, "It is finished," for you? Did He not say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do"? That's for you. That's for me. He deserves our all. And my friend, if we are to shine brightly for the glory of God, then we need to bring our lives day in and day out as a living sacrifice to God. And simply so, "God, here I am. Use me for your glory." Let me ask you, does God have the keys to every area of your life this evening? The truth be known, we are often guilty of giving God the keys, the master key, or not the master key, a key, to a certain area of our life. But that master key, no, we're not going to give God the master key that opens every door of our life. May I submit to you, beloved, if we are to shine brightly for the glory of God, then we need to give God the master key. Say, "Lord, here it is, the master key. You have right to every area of my life, and whatever you will, I am willing. Lord, I just here I am. Here's my oil, and it's for you because I love you, and here it all is. I ain't much, but this is what I've got. Here it is, Lord." See? But also note there in Exodus chapter 27, another thought concerning how to shine brightly. So there needs to be olive oil. Only one kind of oil. And the oil is to be brought, they were to bring the oil to the tabernacle, to the priests. But also note there in verse number 20, the word pure. Pure oil olive. The oil that was to be presented for the lampstand within the tabernacle was to be oil that was free from any contamination. It was to be the purest form, I guess the equivalent today, it had to be extra virgin olive oil. Nothing less. It had to be the pure stuff. The best of the best. Oh, I love extra virgin olive oil. Something wrong with you if you don't love extra virgin olive oil. It is the purest of the purest, so it's meant to be, of all oils. And God said to his people, I want you to bring to me pure, undefiled, without any artificial colorings or preservatives, pure, 100%, pure extra virgin olive oil. And beloved, may I submit to you that if we are to shine brightly for the glory of God, our lives need to be clean and pure. Our lives need to be vessels of honor fit for the Master's use. The Lord Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If our lives are to burn brightly for the glory of God, our lives need to be vessels of honor, free from any contamination. We need to pray with the psalmist there in Psalm 19, verse 12, that reads, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults, O Lord. See if there be any wicked way in me. And my friend, this evening, is there sin? Or is there a weight that is contaminating the oil of your life, that is hindering and abasing the potential of glow from your life? See, God said to his people, not any oil will do. It has to be olive oil. It has to be freely given. And it has to be pure, free from any contamination. If there's an ounce of water, I don't want it. If there's an ounce of dirt, I don't want it. It has to be absolutely pure and clean because our God is a holy God. Our God is a pure God. God cannot bear sin. And my friend, if our lives are to shine brightly, we need to be pure. We need to be clean. Clean vessels. Clean vessels. Free from any contamination. Last but not least, note then verse number 20. So what type of oil was to burn brightly? What type of oil was to be used within the tabernacle that would burn 24/7 effectively? Well, it had to be olive oil. Number two, has to be oil that was freely given over, sacrificial. Thirdly, it had to be pure, free from any contamination. But also note here in verse number 20, and the blessed Holy Spirit revealed this to me on Friday, and I just didn't like it. You know, up until Friday, I just didn't like this point because it just made me feel uncomfortable. And it centers around the word beaten. Look at verse 20. Just don't take my words for granted. It's there in the Bible. This oil, this olive oil, this pure olive oil that was to be given over to the priest to be used as fuel for that candlestick within the tabernacle had to be oil that was produced by beating. Now, let me give you a little bit of background here. in the Bible times, the two chief means by which you extract the oil from the olive, there were two chief means. Number one was by the means of an oil press, what was known as a Gethsemane. You heard of the word Gethsemane? The Lord Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. In the Garden of Gethsemane, there were oil presses. They were these very weighty stone instruments that after the grapes were harvested, they were put in bags. And they were placed under this heavy weight, and these huge stone weights would be applied over the olives, and as a result, the oil would just slowly but surely flow. A Gethsemane, an oil press. And there you have the oil of the olive. That was one means of extracting oil. Now, they also used huge stones that crushed them as well, but predominantly the oil press, the Gethsemane, was used. Secondly, in order to extract oil, in order to have olive oil, there was also a means by which they would beat the olive. They would pound the olive. And they would keep pounding that oil, that olive. Obviously the seed would pop out and they would just pound the flesh. Pound it, pound it, pound it, until that oil came flowing. So there was the press, slowly but surely, the pressing of the weight on the olive and the juices would flow out slowly but surely. Then there was the more aggressive means of pounding the olive flesh until that oil flowed. Now, look at verse 20. When God said to his people, I want you to provide pure oil olive beaten. God said, I don't want oil that's come by the process of a press, an olive oil press, a Gethsemane. No, I want oil that has been personally and specifically pounded. Pounded as a result of pounding. So olives were placed in a mortar like a hardened cup, and with a tool they would just, some of you ladies probably in your kitchen have this little contraption here where you can take some herbs and it's a solid little contraption here. You've got the little arm there and you just pound those herbs together. That's what it was like. That's the type of oil that God wanted. Why? Because oil that came by the process of the pounding was far more tastier than oil that came by the means of pressure, number one. Number two, oil that came by the means of the pounding had a sweeter aroma. There was a sweetness there that the oil that came by the means of pressure didn't have. Are you with me? Thirdly, oil that came by the means of the pounding, it burned more brightly and there was less smoke. So when God said to his people, I want you to offer me, I want you to bring oil, no, not oil from the press, oil that has been pounded, because I want number one grade oil. And my point is this, my friend, this evening. If we are to shine brightly as the children of God, we need refinement. And I don't imagine it was a pleasant experience for that olive to experience that pounding. I'm sure if you asked that olive, what would you prefer? Slow pressure or pounding. If you and I were the old, we'd say, give me the slow pressure. But God's saying, no, I want to do something with your life. I want you to shine brightly. So therefore there's some rough edges in your life and you need pounding. I need to pound you. I need to pound you because I love you. Because I want your light to so shine before men that people might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Oh, it's going to hurt. Pounding. But I tell you what, the end result, the aroma is sweeter. The taste is purer. And the quality of light, brighter. My friend, this evening, God is in the business of purifying our lives in order that we might shine brightly. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7, the Bible reads, "The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." The beaten, or the beating, for you and I as the people of God, spiritually speaking, often comes in the form of trials and tribulations within our lives. And beloved, if we would just remain faithful, and just be mindful of the fact that God works from and for eternity. And God loves us. And God knows what's best for us. And as you endure the pounding, you can be assured of the fact that God of grace, He knows what He's doing. And though it's hurtful, it's for our best. Because that slow pressure, well, it'll extract the oil that could be used, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be the same quality grade of oil. See? So God said to His people, yes, I want you to produce oil, but it needs to be oil pure, olive oil pure. I want you to bring it to me freely, and it's to be oil that's been pounded, beaten. So my friend, this evening, if you feel like that God's giving you a beating, rejoice. Because God is doing something very special in your life. And if you and I will just remain under that beating and just be thankful for that beating, God will do something very special with your life and my life. That our light might shine brighter. That our lives might be tastier for the glory of God. In Exodus chapter 27, verse 21, the Bible reads, "In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron his son shall order it from evening till morning before the Lord. And it shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of God." So the priesthood was responsible to make sure that that lampstand burned continually for the glory of God. And it was the presence, the evidence of the presence of God amongst His people. And may I submit to you, my friend, this evening on this Easter Sunday, we serve a risen Lord. We serve a risen Savior. He's alive. But is it evident in your life? Is it evident in my life? Is your light shining brightly for the glory of God? How can we shine brightly? Well, make sure you've got the oil of the Holy Spirit, number one. Make sure that you're saved. Number two, make sure that you have presented your body a living sacrifice. Number three, make sure the oil's pure. And number four, willingly allow God to beat you, to make you, oh, painful. But I'm telling you, at the end of the day, the effect will be eternal. Beaten oil. That's God's will. You want to shine brightly? There's a price to pay. Make sure you're saved. Make sure that you are surrendered. Make sure that you are pure. Number four, make sure that you willingly remain under the hand of a gracious, powerful, sovereign God that allows you and I to go through times of testings. To what end? Purify us, that we might shine brighter for the glory of God. Let's bow for prayer.